This call is being recorded.
Allow yourselves just for a moment to be moving within a certain day, just moving as you normally would, going about your daily business. Visualize this, going about your daily business. And then all of a sudden, you feel an energy. You feel something hit you from outside of yourself, but also within yourself at the same time. An energy, a concept, or a knowing of something that you have had before, but you cannot quite remember. It cannot quite grasp what it is, but yet the feeling is immense. The feeling is so blissful, so in love, that you have no words to describe it, as it completely can even tend to knock you over with this powerful energy. When this occurs, that will be the event. That will be this cosmic pulse that has been spoken of, that will move into your body, fill your body, and become one with your body, with your consciousness. And at that time, your consciousness will increase tenfold. And it will be as if nothing you have ever experienced before that was in with your current memories now. But it will also trigger the memories coming back from who you were before and who you have always been. Just for a moment, feel what this would be like. Know that at a certain time in the future, not far off now, you will experience this exact energy as you are experiencing it now, but multiply it 100 times over from what is possible for you to even begin to visualize or imagine what it could be like. And it will be far beyond what your wildest imagination could bring up here. Allow yourselves now to begin to filter back, begin to move back from wherever you find yourself, back towards your physical body, back down the pillar of light, into your physical body. But as you move into your physical body, bring that sensation, that bliss, that feeling of love that you felt, even for just a moment, have that come back into your physical body with you, into your consciousness. That you will know and remember what that was like. As you come now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed, know now as you continue to come back into complete consciousness. Know that you are in that moment, that time, that space, where all is coming together, all is coming to a standstill, where you will feel these energies, where you will know these energies as they connect with you, and as they connect with all of mankind. You are on the verge now. You are on the precipice of that moment in time that you have been waiting for so very long. All of the things that you have been hearing about, knowing about, preparing for, are about to unfold. As you have heard many times, there is no stopping it now. Nothing can hold this back. There is only the energies, there is only the consciousness that is coming upon the earth and coming within you. And it is always so within and so without. So you are feeling these energies now. You will begin more and more to feel these energies as the wave continues to come through. The wave that began quite a few months ago, several waves, and the wave that just came over this past Christmas holiday season. And this wave is still continuing now, but there is another one yet coming. And there will be more following this as well. More energies of consciousness, more waves of consciousness that will come to the planet, that will hit the planet, will hit every individual on the planet. Every individual will feel it at the moment that it comes. They will feel it at the level that they are at that time. And whatever consciousness they are in that moment will be multiplied by the consciousness of this wave. So you will feel it and know it and experience it and know that these are the moments that have been spoken of. These are the times. These are the frequencies that have been alluded to that you will move into, that you are moving into now. And again, that there is no stopping this. There is no stopping the announcements that are coming. There is no stopping the announcement of Nasara, of the New Republic, of the global currency reset. All of this is still to come. All of this is still a part of the consciousness that you have created here on the planet. And know that you are the consciousness of the planet. You and the consciousness of this planet, of Gaia, are one. You are one with the entire solar system. You are one with the entire galaxy and even, yes, the universe itself. We are all one with all and all that is. So know this and know that you as a human being, you as the Adam Kadmon archetype, you are that one that has been created here and have created yourself to be here. So you are in that moment and that time to bring this entire program together, to bring all that has been spoken of, has been alluded to, has been predicted over the many generations before you. You are the culmination of that now. As the violet flame continues to move across the planet, when each of these waves of energy come, and this violet flame engulfs everyone, know that you have been the one that has been creating this within your very creation process that materializes this, that brings this about, that brings all that you are and all that you know together. So it is time now, my brothers and sisters, it is time to trust. It is time to trust in yourselves. It is time to trust in each other. It is time to trust in the energies from the earth and of the earth, both below and above. It is time to trust in all, that this is that moment to bring this all about. And because of your trust, because of your belief, because of your creation process, you are bringing this all about. Everything that has been spoken of will come to the forefront. I am Saint Germain. All of my peace and love be with you. I will turn this over now to Sananda, who has quite a message for you. Peace and love be with all of you. Yes, this is Sananda. It's wonderful to be with you in this way, as always. We always enjoy these times that we can share with you. And of course, we look forward to those times when we can share with you directly in a physical fashion, much more than through this process. That time is not far off now, because you are moved into this next year, this 2017, the one that has been spoken of now as being the fulfillment of the preparation that happened previous to this. This is the fulfillment year. This is the year that all will come together, where all will be understood, where truth will be revealed from many different directions and many different sources, but all will come to understand the full truth of all that has happened here on this planet, both prior to this and prior to even the beginning of the solar system and the galaxy itself. For you are in the moment, as Saint Germain has spoken, as many of us have been speaking of for some time. I have said many times you have come to the finish line, and you have. The finish line is right in front of you now. And it only takes another small effort on your part to prepare and be ready to move across this finish line. But before you cross the finish line, know that there are many who are lagging behind you, many who are trudging along, not sure where the future is taking them, having very little hope for the future. And this is where you will come in with your mission, those various missions that you came here for. You will then be in the process to be able to assist them in many different ways, in any ways that you can. You will be our arms and legs. You will be our voices, where we can work through you to bring this about. You are on the verge now of many various announcements, many things that are coming together. The energies are coinciding now. You have spoken of the timelines previously. The timelines have come together. They are merging into one timeline, not all yet into one, but they have begun the merging process into one timeline that will take you forward into the new golden age, into these higher vibrations, higher dimensions, fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh dimension. All of this is coming. This year, this 2017, is the year. It's the year where everything that you know of in your life previous to this will have shifted greatly, so that there is no misunderstanding that this is the time, this is that moment, this is the event. Whether it will be in days or weeks or months, we cannot yet say. But there will be many, many events that have been spoken of, many levels of energy that will move into the planet, that will move into you, and bring you further along in this process, this ascension process. Ascension of both you as an individual and ascension as your entire planet and all that are on this planet that can move along with these higher energies as the time comes and as the frequencies raise enough. And these are those moments where the energies are raising. They are moving into much higher vibrations even as we speak now. Consciousness is increasing. And moving toward those various events, those various domino events that have been spoken of, where there will be announcements. There will be announcements of global currencies resets. There will be announcements of Nisara. There will be announcements of the various many changes that will happen. They are too numerous to speak of, but truth will be the norm of the day. Whereas now there are much deceiving. Many have come forward to deceive the masses, but there will be only those that will come forward that will reveal the truth. And this is what is coming for you. This is what you are looking toward now today. As these days and weeks pass, coming through this month of January into the next month that will bring even more fulfillment than the previous one, and the next one after that, and so on, until you have moved toward the end of this year, more like fall of this year, where there will be a marked change in all that you have known up to this point. Your lives at that moment will have shifted dramatically. You will not even recognize the life you have come from previous to this. We know it is difficult to believe that this can happen, but in a moment, everything can shift. Look how much changed in just the moment of what you call the 9/11. All shifted in that time. Consciousness dropped tremendously at that time. And there was so much consternation, so much ill health that developed from the result of this. So much happened from just that moment, that event that occurred. But the event that we speak of now is so much more than that. It is the event of the light. It is the event that has been spoken of for eons of time that you have been preparing for. And you are in those moments where all that you have been preparing for so many lifetimes previous to this, for so many thousands of years, you have been preparing for this. You have looked back and you can remember back to that time when you chose to be here, when you volunteered for this mission, knowing that at some point you would reach the end. Well, my dear friends, my brothers, my sisters, you have reached the end. This is those times that you have been waiting for, longing for, hoping for. That is not to say that you are not in the now or to be in the now. Always be in the present now. Be in that moment of joy that you create in that moment. Because the next moment, you do not know what will occur then. But be in the moment now so that all is in preparation for who you are becoming and who you are remembering that you were or have always been. There has been talk of a shift of consciousness that is coming. This shift has been spoken of for some time now. You have heard it from many different sources. Even a date has recently been given, that of the 14th of January. We are not going to say, I am not going to say that that is going to be the date of the event. We cannot say that at this moment. But it is a date to remember. It is a date that will be marked within your history as you move forward from that point on. Because it is going to create a shift. It is going to create a shift in your consciousness and the consciousness of the entire planet at that moment. Many will not even be aware of this, but many will be aware of this. Those of you that are hearing these words, resonating to these words, will be ready for this when it occurs. We have been saying, I have been saying for some time, you have been acclimating to these energies. And as these energies come on the 14th of January, you will experience great change within you. In that moment, you will feel a sense of bliss. You will feel a sense of calm come over you in that day. And many will feel this as well. But many will also feel a disillusionment. They will feel a sense of foreboding that this is not what they were wanting. This is not what they were expecting because they have not yet acclimated to these energies. But even so, they will be preparing for this as well, just at their time and in their moment. They will be preparing for the energies just as you have been as the light workers now, been preparing for this for some time. The shift is upon you now. The shift is all that you have been preparing for, this shift in consciousness, this shift of light, the shift of knowing of who you are. All you need to do now is continue to go about your daily business. Go about your daily business, but turn to the light, always turn to the light. And wherever there is possibility of one that you can assist to also turn to the light, do so. Because there is that dividing line that is coming. That dividing line, that line that is being drawn in the sand now. That line that is saying you can no longer choose which side you will be on. That choice will be made by this dividing line, by this line in the sand. And this line has been spoken of as being this 14th of January. We are not going to say that this is that moment of this division, but this division is coming. This line in the sand is being drawn between those who are ready to move to the light and those who are already within the light. And they would also be drawn for those who choose not to move toward the light. And at that point, after this, they will no longer be able to choose it. It will have been chosen for them at that time. This is what is spoken of as free will is being taken away. It is not being taken away from you. It is being administered so that you can move forward in this process, in this orchestration process of this new age, so that you can become all that you came here to be and no longer be held back, no longer be held back by programming, no longer be held back by the old paradigm that has been created here, this illusion that has been created. You know that this is an illusion. So since it is an illusion, it is time to move beyond it. It is time to have this line in the sand drawn so that there is no longer this disillusionment holding you back. This is what is being meant here. This is what is being said here by this time frame. So know and understand that all is in process. All is in process of awakening. You are all awakening through this entire process of ascension. And you are the process of ascension. Each and every one of you are the consciousness that is creating this. You are the ones you have been waiting for. I am Sananda. All of my love and peace be with all of you. As I leave you now, knowing that you are nearly there.
Thank you.
Om Mani Padme Om Ma Om Mani Padme Om Ma Om Ma Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here. Difficult to follow up with all of that, but we do our best here to assist you and continue to be of service, because that's what we do. That is what we are here for, just as you are here to be of service to all of those that you can be as well. And being of service does not mean you have to channel through anyone or anything of this nature. Being of service is to turn to your friend, your neighbor, anyone you meet on the street and smile. Give them a smile. Give them a wink. Give them a hug if you can. You see? Be nice wherever you can. And move beyond all of the programming, all of the fear programming, the hatred, all of this that has been a part of this three-dimensional illusion that you have had a process in creating here. But it is time now, as Sananda is saying, as Saint Germain is saying, as many are saying, it is time to move beyond that. It is time now to choose. Choose which side you are going to be on. Are you going to be on the side of the light, or are you going to be in the darkness yet? Are you going to be in the darkness that you are taken into a new level of understanding, a new earth even, where you can then continue on in that understanding of forgetting again who you are? Do you want to do this? No, certainly you do not. But there are those that have made this choice already, or are in the process of making this choice. They do not want to give up what they have. They think the riches here on the earth will continue into the heavens, and they will not. And they think that if they hold on just a little bit longer, they can defeat all of us. Think about that. We spoke about that on New Year's Eve. Think about the folly in that. That they can think they can defeat, that they can overcome the consciousness of all of the company of heaven, all of the galactics that work toward the light, all of those of the Agarthans below the earth that are of the light. That they think they can be a small percentage, just a tiny little percentage, that they can have any effect on the continuance of mankind here. Think about the folly in that. But yet, they continue on. They continue on with their programming, the only thing that they know to do. They continue on, holding on, thinking, one more time we can manipulate, one more time we can create fear, and this will be enough to shift the balance once again. But they know deep down within them that this will no longer work. But yet they continue to try because this is all they know. But you know, you of the light workers, you of the higher consciousness now, you of the ones that are teetering on the edge of fourth and fifth and even higher dimensions at times, you are the ones that know that their time has passed and your time has begun. How was that for a follow-up?
Right. Well done.
We are ready now. Shira is standing by to take questions. Do you have any questions here?
I have a question. Yes? I have a question. This is Christine from Knoxville, Tennessee. Yes. I have a very personal question. I have this pit bull I've been struggling with for 2 years, and I need some advice about him. One, is he asking to be released from this body he is in? I've had a feeling for a while that there's something wrong with his brain scrambled, if he's damaged or suffering. Is he asking me to help let him out of his body? Because I was hoping that that this ascension awakening process would help heal him, but he seems to be damaged in some kind of way because of his past or something that he was. And I was told that he was beaten and abused. That he was trained as a guard dog. They were trying to train him as a guard dog. He was raised on 8-foot chain, and I rescued him. Is he asking me to let him out of this body and brain he is in? Will the ascension not help heal him, or does he want to go ahead and go?
Sheila, do you want to address this?
I will address this, yes. Christine, we remember 2 years ago having conversations with you about this dog, and you have kept him for 2 years. That's wonderful. We know that you had many things to implement. We will tell you that it is time for you to let go of this one. He wants to meet you on the other side. He wants to be there to greet you. He wants to be freed. And it is time to be able to let this dog go and know that in full good faith, he will be waiting for you on the other side as this transition takes place, okay?
So there is something wrong with his brain and his body that it's hard for him to be in it?
It is hard for him to be in it, and you have tried so many things to be able to help him heal through this. However, it looks like there was so much damage done to this dog that this is not something that he is really wanting to be able to take forward as he progresses through this transition process. And so let him go, let him free of this body so that he can move on with a new sense of reality, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Know also that as you, for all this is, not for all animals, all human beings, all of this, it is a process. It is a movement process from one level of understanding or existence into another. There is no end. There is never even an end to the animal soul. The animal soul, though, is a group soul. It is a group soul that ensouls the entire animal population here on the earth and all through the solar system and galaxy. And all of this is one, just as you are one as the human population, as the human consciousness. And those that move into this animal soul, this oversoul of the animal existence, at some point they also become individualized. And as they become individualized, this is where they come back to you. They come back to you in another lifetime, a new understanding, a new level of consciousness. And this is all part of the process, all part of the continuing process of life. Not death, but life.
Yes.
Because there really is never any death. And that is what you have to come to move beyond the programming that has been created here within this illusion, is that there is something called death. There is nothing there as you have come to understand it. It is just a continuance, a movement from one understanding into a new understanding. Or as James likes to call it, moving on in the journey. So this is what you are looking at here for your animal pets and all of those that would pass, even the human passing here. Please understand when a human being passes from one level to another, it is very easy for them to do it. It is only difficult for those that are left behind. Okay?
Very true. Thank you.
Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Are we still on any level being affected by karma and past life actions and things that we've done, or is that just automatically being healed as we increase our vibrations, or are we supposed to, anything, if we are still being affected, is there anything we can do to help clear that?
The optimum terminology you have just used is as you are moving up in vibration. As you are moving in vibration into higher levels of consciousness, you are then becoming free of the karmic understanding. Those that are not moving up into higher vibration are still within the karmic wheel, as you speak of here. So it is a process of continuance here. It is a process of moving up in vibration. The more higher you move in vibration, the less you have to worry or be concerned about as far as karmic debt and all of this. It becomes whitewashed, you might say, through grace. This understood? Anything to add here, Sierra?
No, perfect. Thank you.
So
does
should
answer
we?
Your question?
It does. Thank you. But so, if we just put our attention on raising our vibration and frequency, then that is enough. Or should we be also trying to like actively clear any damage we've done in past life or any debts that we might owe?
First of all, there is no shoulds. So put that out of your vocabulary. There are never any should. There is just what is. So as you are continuing to raise in vibration, you are moving beyond the law of karma and this understanding of karma. So
okay.
Do what you can to, as was said earlier, to be nice, to turn to your brother, your sister, and give them a helping hand. What you call pay it forward whenever you can, and do this in all ways as much as you can, and the next thing you will know, when the event occurs, you will be well on your way toward the ascension, toward your own individual ascension here.
I will have a comment on this.
Yes.
So there are those who spoke today about their experiences in working with past lives. And when you heard their stories, they took place several years ago. And as the timelines have been changing and you have continued to rise in your frequency, that becomes less and less of a calling. If you are someone that is called to do this, that you've been told that you have something going on in your life because of something in a past life, and you are drawn to this, then you can pay attention to it. But on the whole, as the human family moves forward and upward in this frequency raising, the need for anything with dealing with past lives has become more dissolving in your past, and you will not be called to this very often, if at all. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful added comment there, yes.
Thank you.
Any further questions here?
Yes, this is Jody from California. I've learned a lot from Paramahansa Yogananda, and his teachings were, 50 to 70 years ago. And it seems like the paradigm, I think that everybody on this call agrees, this paradigm has really changed. At that time, he was quite a proponent of needing to have a guru to be able to, ascend. And it seems like that, if so many of us are doing it all at once now. So what the role of the guru is that being taken now by, say, everybody in the company of heaven, you and all our brothers and sisters in the higher dimensions who are, collectively being our quote-unquote guru, or is it our higher selves that has taken on that role, or are we just doing it all by ourselves?
You have just said it. The role of the guru, as you're saying, is being taken over by you, by your higher God self, and by all of you working with each other. Do you understand this?
I absolutely understand that, and it fills me with great joy. Thank you so much.
You are the guru within you now.
And for those who have not yet met up with the group, or maybe are doing this on their own in their homes, working to learn and to incorporate spirituality into their lives in all the ways that you have found in your lives, of course, we want to be reaching out to those people and bringing them into the groups that we speak of. But there are those who may be working on their own at this time and seeking gurus, and you can say to them, you know what, truth is that you are your own guru, and this is a good thing for you to be aware of, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Somebody should write a book called that. You are your own guru.
It already exists.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Who wrote it? I don't remember, but it exists.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
We have lots of information given by Saint Germain and Sananda today.
Wow.
Yes. I know there was a question earlier from one here in the room that she wanted to ask the question. We know it was somewhat answered within the message from Sananda, but would she still wish to ask this question?
I think
it is important if she wishes to, but a question must be asked.
I think it was pretty much answered. I'll get their opinion. I just want to know, with all that is going to happen on the 14th, is that going to finally remove the darkest forces from our planet, that they're going to be taken out?
It is the beginning of this, you might say. It is a precursor to the event, one of the many events that have been spoken of. It is an energy process that is going to happen on that particular day. If you take that particular day and add it up in your numerology, it comes to the number 7. And that is important here because of the vibrations that go with this. And it was specifically picked, you might say, by the Creator, by Prime Creator, to be in this process in this day. So it is important. And it is going to affect the entire planet in one level or another here. Many at a conscious level and many more at an unconscious level. But it will affect them nevertheless. And it will bring, as Sananda has said, this dividing line, this line in the sand that is being drawn here. This is what you need to take away from this. This line in the sand is being drawn between those who are moving to the light and those who still choose to not move to the light.
Thank you. Is there anything that we individually here in the room or other light workers can do on that day to assist? Can we send out our own light or to
be who you are? Do not be anyone different. Be who you are in that moment, in that day. In other words, be the light worker that you are, the light sharer that you are. Spread the light in whatever way that you can. And if you are in your home and you do not leave your home, then spread it from your home. Do it in a visualization process, just as you do in this guided meditation that has been given. Do that or something similar to that. But spread the light. This is what you can do on that day, and any day for that matter, but particularly for this day, yes. So that this light can spread So that those that are at the last moment of making this choice can be able to be swayed toward the light. Even those that you have come to see as your enemy, or see as those of the dark forces, or see as those of the cabal that have been holding you back, even them, see them in the light. Help them move to the light. It is not too late. But after this, it will be too late. Sheila, anything to add here?
No, that was splendid.
Any
I have
further?
A question.
Yes.
I do have a question. Hi, this is Fidia. And I have a vision this morning that involves some remembrances from my early life, and it became to at the end more like a triangle where I am on the higher part of the triangle, and my son and my husband, ex-husband, is on the other. And I have so many feelings and so many other images. Can you drop a little light on it to help me understand what really happened this morning?
Jada, do you want
yes,
to?
Yes, I will start with this. Hi, Vidya. How are you today?
I'm a little uneasy about all this.
Well, you have a tendency, my dear, to look at the negative side of things. This is not a negative. This is information that is being given to you. Looking back at your past is a way of reviewing. What did I do? What have kinds of things have led me where I am today? And it shows you in the end that you are a person who has matured through this, who have evolved through this. And in this experience, you are able to see what kinds of activities that have placed the men in your life where they are, that you have overcome that relationship with your men in your life. You are a being, a star being, a being of light, a being who is strong in this world and move forward in the ways that you need to move forward. And it is not for you to worry about the men in your life, what you can do for them, what you should be doing for them. You, at this point in time, are the star in your story and the one who is moving forward each day on your plan. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, the one who serves.
Very good. Nothing to add here for this? Would there be any other questions here?
I would like to give a little feedback to what you have said to me one time, the one who serves, and
yes.
That was about my higher self, which I realize now is me. And I can see me in the mirror, the higher self. And I one time was looking in the mirror at me, which I can see above me a little bit, and I had my glasses on my physical, and I could see she had glasses on. Now listen at this. So I decided to take my glasses off, and look, she took her glasses off also. So what you said to me, which I always believed you and what you say, but that was proof to me that we are one, that I am her and she is me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing that. And yes, you are your higher self, and your higher self is you. It has never been anything but that. It is only that you have forgotten that. Many have forgotten that. But there has never been a disconnect and never would be a disconnect. You have always been one with the source, and the source has always been one with you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I would like to ask a question.
Yes.
was the book that I wrote, The Forever Principle, was that actually written by my higher self?
We can tell you that you were certainly overshadowed at that time, that you could bring through information that at some point you had no understanding of. So yes, it was your higher self, but there were also those that were working with you as well, those that you may consider outside of yourself, but are one with you as well at the same time. See?
Thank you.
Yes.
I thought that might have been an awakening for me. Oh,
yes.
That was me. Thank you.
This is the awakening that many will have, that they will remember who they are and remember that they have this connection to this higher sense of self, and it will begin to move away from the old programming of a self or a greater being that is separate from self. For there is no greater being that is separate from you. Even Prime Creator is one with you, and you are one with Prime Creator. Are there other questions here?
I have another question.
Yes.
I'm just curious, as we're moving into the higher vibrations, and I know that I am, why many of us, myself included, and light workers are still suffering from health challenges that don't seem to want to clear or sometimes get worse as the energies move up. And if the karma and all these other things are clearing, why is there still a need for some of us to be suffering?
Not a need, it's programming. It's programming within your mind that still holds you on to those old energies, that old pattern that has been created within you through many past lives, that you have brought this pattern in. And this pattern continues to be within the programming that you are accustomed to. And until you break that programming, until you break that pattern and know that it is not necessary, then it will still be there. And it will seem as if it is a karmic debt that is being paid, but it is not necessary anymore. This goes for all. Everyone we speak to now, unless there is a certain contract that is holding you and you wish to hold on to that contract, even at an unconscious level, unless that is the case, any ailment that you have now can be gone in an instant. You only need to create it. We know that is difficult, but we also know it is very possible. For miracles, as you know them as miracles, is but science. And science is where you are going as far as the science of knowing of who you are, that higher level of knowing, in those higher vibrations. Miracles are just simply there. They are not anything supernatural. They are not something that someone can do and another cannot do. All can do the same. It is the programming, though, that has kept you from this. The programming within the 3D illusion that holds you back from this. Let go of all of that, and you let go of everything. Sananda, or Yeshua, rather, once said, through the James, let go of all fear, and you let go of all pain and suffering in your life. Think on that, contemplate on that, meditate on that, and you will have fully your answer that you are looking for here. For it is all within the mind, and the mind is the builder here. Build the palace that you want rather than the dungeon. Sierra, anything to add here?
No, I agree.
Okay, thank you.
Joanna?
Yes.
Build the palace rather than the dungeon. That was pretty good, was it not?
Yeah.
That was working.
And we are not even the one you think of as the funny one here. We are getting lessons from him, we guess.
I have a question.
Yes.
My son deals with depression. And I saw him yesterday for about a minute, but we haven't seen him in months. And so thank you for what you just said. Could you add a little more light on his journey?
Sierra, do you want to?
I will
you
start with
tend
this.
To do the more personal things here.
Yes. Valerie, this one has in your heart such a stronghold. You are such a good mother. You are a good mother for all of your children. And it is important for you to know that they are walking their own path. And it is your job to love them, to continue to love them, to be available if they call out and say, Mother, I need you. But if they are on their path and walking it and having lessons along the way, that is the path they have chosen. And so, again, we would say that you need to be close to this one when he wants you to be close, and not so close when he does not want you to be close, and there to pick him up, hug him, and tell him it will be all right when that is allowed. This is something that is by choice. It is not a conscious choice, and it is part of what he came in with. But it is something for you to not feel guilty about, not feel sad about, but know that you are the light in his life. You are the light in his life when he is ready to turn to you. Okay? Thank you. Yes.
We once gave, not through this one, but through another one, we gave this analogy. That you are the bow, and the arrow is your son, or anyone's relative that you're speaking of here. And you are the bow, and you pull the arrow back, or the string back, and you fire the arrow, you shoot the arrow. And the arrow, then, once it is released from the bow, is on its own. And the direction that you shot it in, the strength that you used to shoot it, the point-blankedness, is that the right word, that you use to aim it, is how it will continue after it leaves the bow. You understand this analogy?
I'm not quite sure.
Ask after that someone will help you with
okay.
this.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any further questions here before we leave chat?
I have one more
yes,
question from Jody from California. I was introduced to my higher self, and I now regularly do meditations where I want my high heart to be with my higher self, and basically he is. Me and I am him, as the other caller described. And I try to see what's there, and all I see is blackness. And then I think I had an epiphany as a result of this call that blackness is a blank canvas. I've read so many things about just move forward, just take that first step. And so the question is that... Am I to just simply start creating from that point? Is that blank canvas there, is that darkness a blank canvas for me to create whatever I want?
I will answer this. I am ready with this answer. That is a brilliant observation you have. It is the blank fun. It is the way to the future. It is what you are creating for yourself. And it would seem out of nothingness, but it is the brilliance of your activity, of your mental activity, that goes forth to go into the creation of this with your heart, your passion, full behind each thing that you create. You are in a wonderful place, and you are going to be experiencing wonderful experiences that seem to be out of place. And yet, if you will take a moment and go, oh, I remember creating this. I did this. You will be very, very proud of yourself, one who serves.
one particular movie that comes into mind here, James is sending this to us now, is the movie with Robin Williams, The What Dreams May Come. And this dream personifies much of what we speak of here in terms of moving into higher vibrations, into higher dimensions, and being able to then create whatever it is that you want right in front of you. So if you have not seen this movie before, if you have not seen it in quite some time with the understanding that you have now, we would recommend highly that you see it. And watch it, though, with ascension eyes and ascension ears, if you understand what we speak of here.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I love that movie, and I can't wait to see it again. Thank you so much.
Yes. Any further questions here? And
yes, this is Joy from Virginia.
Yes, we take one more question, then we need to release channel here.
Okay, can you hear me clearly? I'm in a hospital.
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, my question is in regards to the health question that was asked earlier. Is there a way to know if an illness is related to programming or contract? My daughter has sickle cell disease, which is really more prevalent in the Black community, and it's other races, but it's more prevalent in the Black community. And is there a way to distinguish whether that's a programming or a contract issue, since it's a large collective?
You can ask, certainly, but you are asking for someone else. You are not asking for yourself. So as you are asking it for someone else, there is the possibility that you will not receive all that you need to know about that particular one's situation. You see, when you are asking it for yourself and your own particular ailments, then you can find within yourself whether it is a product of programming here, or and if it is simply able to think it away, or if it is something that is being held in terms of a contract level. So what we are saying is, as you are speaking of this one, you are not at this point knowing if there is a contract that this one is following through on and whether it needs to continue or not. You see, you cannot break the contract. Only the other one can break the contract.
Okay.
I don't think that I'm going to answer anything more on this. Thank you.
Very good. Did this answer your question?
No, I think, well, with the disease, it comes from, like, two traits from each parent. So I have a trait, and I pass it on to her. Her father has one, and he passed it on to her. So does that take part in her contract, or we have a contract?
Listen to what you are saying there. You are passing it on from one to the other and to the other and to the other, ad infinitum. What is that but programming? That is programming that you have been, that has been created within you, thinking it is passed on from generation to generation, and that is what is holding you here, and that is what is holding this one as well. The programming itself needs to be broken here. There is no passing on of these traits unless you believe that there is. You see, that has all been a product of the cabal here to create this process of thinking that you are passing on diseases. Because what did they want? They wanted diseases to be passed on. They wanted the public, the useless eaters, to find themselves in ill health, to find themselves being easily able to be programmed. To find themselves being helpless so that they can easily be controlled. All of this is part of this greater process here, you see. So break the programming. This is for all now, not only this one who asked the question. Break the programming. If you have diabetes, break the programming. It is not there. There is one on the phone here that has proven this. If you have problem with your eyesight, break the programming. It is not there. There is no the real reason for not having perfect eyesight. There is no reason for not having perfect hearing. There is no reason for having any disease or ailment of any kind other than the programming that has been created here. We know we speak here in different terminology than you are used to hearing, but this is the truth. And the question is, then can you handle the truth? Because it is real. Disease, ailment, sickness, colds, all of these things are a product of programming, a product of your mind. Create it differently. We beseech you, we ask you in many different ways. Throw down the glasses, literally. Yes, you may not be able to see for a little bit, but it will get better. Throw away the hearing aids. Now, we know that is drastic, but you have come to this time period where it is going to become more drastic, unless you wish to stay in the old programming. Unless you wish to stay in the old illusion. If you wish to stay there, then fine, then do it. But if you wish to move beyond this, if you wish to move into the higher vibrations that we speak of, into the higher dimensional understandings and knowings, and create this new golden age, then let it all go. It is no longer useful. Even the cell within you, or rather the hormone within you that says it is time for the aging process to begin. That has been a hormone, a process that has been within you countless lifetimes. Again, it is part of the programming. It was necessary for it to be there. But it is no longer necessary. Turn to your body, look it in the mirror, and say, thank you for all that you have done. All of the cells in my body, all of the hormones that rage through me, thank you for all that you have done. But I no longer need some of this. I no longer need this aging hormone, this death hormone. It is no longer necessary. Speak to it, tell it, thank you, but no thank you. We're done with you.
That's great.
It would work. It will work. But you have to believe it, and then you will see it. Must release channel now. Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.
Be the one.
I am Ashira. I wanted to share information today about your mentors. There's a lot of information given about where you are going, where you are coming, where you will find yourself over the next numbers of weeks and months. We have not discussed the mentors recently. All of you, each of you, has a mentor that has been assigned to you. They talk to you in your dreams. They whisper in your ears. There are times that they may show up to you and surprise you in that way. They are your companions. They are working with you and guiding you. And when you reach that point of ascension where you can raise enough where you will be able to see your mentors in life, then they will be like a long-lost relative, a long-lost friend. You will embrace them and you will know that this is one that you have been speaking with for a very long time. So do not lose track of the mentors. They are an important part of this process. Some of them are from, say, the spirit world. Some of them are from galactic. Some of them are from Agarthans. They are from all different walks of life, let us say. But they, the one who has been chosen for you, is special to you. And you will know when you see them face to face that they have been guiding you through many, many opportunities in this life that you may have had to walk the wrong path at a moment, but you have taken the right path, the shorter path, the more efficient path because of their influence with you.
So those of you who are living alone, listen closely to the words that they speak. Those of you who are living with partners or families, there is one for each of you. And you will have that opportunity to build that relationship with them as the times go forward. We are so excited about these times when you are going to meet all of us face to face. All of those who have served you will come and share with you in person. One Sunday, this room will be filled with all of those who have been in service to you, not only for the last couple of years, but because this group has been together for many, many lifetimes. You will see many who will come to your heart, come close to you, and be one with you. We are excited about this. Have a wonderful week. Give you our love and light. Namaste.
Namaste.